Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Ainsley News. And it's a Monday today, so let's keep the words to a minimum and check out some compelling charts for gold and silver. Just a heads up, you can view all the charts on the Ainsley Bullion website. You'll see it in the news section. So, with that said, let's dive into some data here. Okay, first, that cup and handle formation we keep banging on about just got better and better. This is a post from Willem Middelkoop. And he's talking about what happens when you print $20 trillion out of thin air. Gold preparing to blast off out of cup and handle formation in a major wave three advance. On Friday night, we saw more red on the S&P 500, down another 1.6%, tellingly because the NFP payrolls, whilst weaker, was better than expected. Beware a market falling on good news because it is pricing in a Fed pause on tightening. The setup now of gold versus the S&P 500 is incredibly bullish. Next up, we have a post from Patrick Karim, and it says, confirmed 7-year rate of change breakout for the gold versus SPX. Last time we got this similar signal, silver ran 10x from $5 to 50. Silver is now sub 20. $2. But for as overpriced as S&P 500 is, it pales against the tech-savvy Nasdaq NDQ, which fell another 2.5% Friday night, and the picture there of the silver against it is epic. Here we have a post from Grady, Commodities TA Plus Cycles. This chart shows what we can expect going forward. With general equities moving into the secular bear market and precious metals moving into the next bull phase, the chart shows how undervalued silver is and that general equities, big picture, are overpriced risk assets in comparison. Tying the two charts above, it is important to look at the USD. The chart below talks to the expanding wedge, but it is clearly looking like the dreaded triple top market as well. That ordinarily sees capitulation, which is normally constructive for gold when that denominator is the USD. Our next post is from Patrick Karim. It says, when price can't reach the upper boundary of a rising expanding wedge, momentum has rolled over. The price then rolls off the cliff it tried so hard to climb. Now let's tie the last two charts together. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq have been inflated through the decimation of the denominator through unprecedented money printing. That same campaign of debasing the USD could precipitate that fall after this triple top. The USD has held strong because everything is relative in FX, and the basket of currencies against which the USD is ordinarily measured have been as debased as the US itself, and often more. Many will argue that M2 currency supply is only a fraction of the impact of QE and zero rates, and hence the position is understated. Regardless, the picture below is clear, and the prospect of precious metals in general and silver in particular looks tantalizing. This next post is from Grady again, and it says, this chart clearly shows how undervalued silver is relative to the US money supply. And since silver is a hedge against currency debasement together with gold, and since inflation is caused by an increase in the money supply, this chart has a very, very long way to go. Kind of feels like one giant silver coiled spring, doesn't it? And finally, zooming right back for further context, on Friday we presented the big movers in central banks buying up gold. Second place was Turkey in terms of gold held in reserves. Remembering gold preserves wealth against debased currencies and in the face of accompanying inflation, that makes a whole lot of sense when you see Turkey is currently seeing 73.5% CPI and their PPI last week printing an incredible 132% PPI, inflation at the producer end. If you were in Turkey and held gold, you've seen it rise lock, stop against the lira, losing literally half its value, i.e., double. There is no substitution for real monetary assets in this period of reckoning of reckless currency debasement. make sure to go to the ANZ Bullion website if you want to look at all these charts and images. I hope you guys enjoyed the news today, and I'll catch you again tomorrow. Bye.